Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me today. It's my pleasure. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Check it out. Use it to your advantage. Either one of those sites, smallbusinessadvocate.com, is where you can find the show and all the different things that we do here. And askjim.biz is where you can find our get your small business questions answered instantaneously. Maybe more than one answer. Multiple answers for the same question, and all of them pertain to your question. So check it out. And all of this is free, folks. All of it is built for you. We built it to help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. Art Kleiner's back in the building, so to speak, ladies and gentlemen. He's editor-in-chief of Strategy and Business Magazine, and he's here to enlighten us on some very important things. Art, welcome back to the show.
Thanks so much, Jim.
It's good to have you back. One of the things that's going on right now, Art, is that we've all been watching now for, very astute observers have been watching it for almost 12 months, but most of us, you know, just casual observers, have been paying attention to this since about probably November, and that is the financial crisis that we've been going through, led largely in a lot of ways by the subprime meltdown and all that. We all know the stories about all the Bear Stearns went belly up, and the Fed bailed him out. We got other companies, Citi and all the other guys, not all of them, but most of them, having to raise billions of dollars in capital. It's created a serious capital crisis in the country from a debt standpoint, hasn't it?
Well, it has, but the crisis is different than most people understand it. You know, probably the readers, the listeners of this program, like me, experience it as... you know, suddenly it's more difficult to get good terms. It's more difficult to raise money simply because the institutions aren't around. And it's easy to say, well, that's because, you know, capital's drying up. It's run out. It's actually closer to a crisis of trust than it is to a crisis of capital. There's plenty of capital in the world. But, you know, when the large institutions have proven themselves unreliable, either legally or simply in terms of producing returns, then
right.
You know, investors are cherry, and that then rolls downhill to affect the rest of us.
Well, I think the way it's, and as you know, Art, we're Main Street folks here, and not so much Wall Street folks, and so what I've seen I've seen the credit situation impact retail credit, individual credit. And I've seen it impact, obviously, my friends who have larger businesses who are trying to get mezzanine financing or some kind of asset-based lending or you know, something to go to the next level. They need a debt step now, not an equity step. I've seen those guys having trouble, but from what I can see on Main Street, small businesses, especially working with the smaller banks, are not having any trouble getting the capital they want.
I can believe that. The large companies that are most of the readers of our magazine are having trouble, but it's also trouble of a particular sort. They're having a hard time with patient capital, and that matters to your readers.
Explain what you mean by that.
Capital that is willing to sit with a company for 2 or 3 years before getting returns, or maybe
We know capital is a coward, but we don't always think about capital as being patient.
Right. Well, it's gotten more and more impatient. There used to be, obviously, you know, short-term economy has been a buzzword for 20, 30 years in terms of the ability of getting investors to let a company build a project to fruition and before returning investment. But in the last issue of Strategy and Business, we have an article by Mike McKeon and Seamus McMahon, who are two experts with Booz & Company. And they argue that the era of, you know, even the pockets of patient capital that used to exist, for instance, outside the United States, have now caught the kind of herd investment bug. And
Even Europe, huh?
Even Europe, even, you know, parts of Asia that were patient before. A lot of it has to do simply with access to information on the internet, but a lot of it has to do with as more and more investors chase fast returns and companies are under pressure to provide more of it, you know, paradoxically, it's harder to guarantee.
See, this troubles me to hear you say that, Art, because one of the things that I'm constantly criticizing is this 90-day mentality in our marketplace, mm-hmm. especially on Wall Street, and the idea that we've got to perform every 90 days, I think, is going to be the very damaging to capitalism, not only in the United States but around the world. And so when I hear you saying that debt capital is becoming less patient and it's not wanting to, you know, to stay with us that long, that's troubling to me.
It is to me too. And the authors of that article feel that it's going to be that way for, you know, at least a few years.
Really?
Yeah, largely because of the, you know, we had a bubble in real estate, and before that we had, you know, the stock bubble. But we can expect a bubble in commodities at some point. There's probably a bubble in credit card securitization.
I believe there's a bubble in commodities right now.
It could well already be starting. And,
yeah. You mean start the bubble starting or the bursting of the bubble?
The bursting of the bubble. Pardon.
Oh, okay. Where are you seeing that?
Well, I'm not, actually.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it's bursting, but
I believe there is a bubble. But, you know, one of the things I'd like to point out is how this impatient capital affects small business owners. And we'll talk about that when we come back here with these messages. We're visiting with our good friend Art Kleiner. He's editor-in-chief of Strategy and Business. It's a magazine that, and when we come back, we're going to get him to tell us how you can find it. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. A little heart bringing us back there. The Wilson sisters, Ann and Nancy. Art Kleiner, that's Art singing vocals back there. He's doing the harmony. Art is editor-in-chief of Strategy and Business, an outstanding magazine that I enjoy reading. Art, stop singing and tell us about how we can find you guys.
Well, you're lucky I'm not singing, actually, Jim. The best place to find us is on our website, www.strategy-business.com. And that's where we have most of our material.
Good stuff, too. There's an outstanding article there on a post-carbon world that's in the current, the summer edition. So check that out, folks. Art, we're talking about credit and the availability of debt capital. And, you know, Art, small business owners must have access to credit.
Mm-hmm.
We cannot grow our businesses. You can't grow a business at 8% a year if your profits, if you have any, are only 1 or 2% a year.
Understood.
You can't grow it on profits. And most of us, if we had all that much capital to invest in our business, we wouldn't have done it. We probably would have done something else.
Right.
So the third rail for us for capital is debt, because most of us, regardless of what you hear anywhere else, folks, most of us are not going to get investment capital from a venture capitalist. So the banks are very important to us, and how the potential credit crisis that we still may be in right now, how it's affecting small businesses, I think, Art, is in the terms that we're getting. The money's still available. You can still get money. But maybe if you're shaky, you may be more likely to have to go to the SBA for a loan guarantee. The covenants, if you're getting some kind of an asset-based loan, the covenants that you're going to have to comply with are going to be more onerous than they were before. That's how it's manifesting in the marketplace. And maybe you're having to get, more of you are probably having to get audited financial statements than ever before.
Mm-hmm. That could be. I think there's, the authors in the article talk a little bit, not too much, about the pressures that the lenders themselves are under as they raise equity. And that's affecting a lot of it. And so, for example, they're having to go to their shareholders or their potential investors in different ways. And they don't say this, but I could imagine there's a kind of a shakeout coming between the financial institutions that have managed to both – well, the trick for large companies is to is to show that you can deliver very fast returns while holding on to the long-term things you want to do. And you know, small businesses depend a lot on infrastructure.
That's right.
And that's where the vulnerability is going to be. Will there be the money available to finance infrastructure in the long run? Clearly there will be, but it may well be that small business people are going to have to take a more active stance in either seeking out financial institutions that have weathered the storm.
Well, this is why, Art, that I encourage small business owners to make sure that at least one of their banking relationships is with an independent community bank.
Right. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
See, because if we're borrowing money for infrastructure, which, for example, for real estate, that kind of a commercial real estate loan doesn't get bundled up and sent upstream. It stays with the company. It stays with the bank locally.
Although there'll be a lot more alliances, there'll be a lot more complexity, simply because the communication channels are so much more diverse than they have been before. So, you know, even very small businesses are going to find opportunities for alliances that didn't even exist a couple years ago.
Give us an example.
Please go ahead.
Give us an example.
Well, for example, well, we just published a book called Make or Break, which is on manufacturing.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of the, you know, the basic thesis of the book is that America is not losing manufacturing jobs to Japan per se. Poorly run manufacturers are losing jobs to well-run manufacturers. And a lot of well-run manufacturers are now manufacturing alliances. Small manufacturers that, in effect, rather than creating a value chain at the behest of a large OEM or branded company, are coming together to create their own value chain in some way. And, you know, they're often international. They're often, you know, firms that are outsourcing to large companies are also building alliances with smaller companies. And the idea being that if you have a unique product in particular, you can create a footprint where you're manufacturing that with allies around the world.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I'll tell you something else, Art, I'm seeing, I've been seeing it for now for about 3 years, more and more startup manufacturing companies, small business manufacturing companies. We're seeing more and more of that. And folks, those people aren't offshoring. So that's I'm very heartened about that. I'd like to get a copy of that book, Art.
Well, it's by Kai Grichnick and Conrad Winkler. It's from McGraw-Hill. It's called Make or Break. It's part of a new series we're doing.
Can we get some of that? Can we get somebody to cover that on the show for us?
Certainly, I'd be happy to.
Would you help us with that? I'd appreciate that.
Yeah, I'm more than happy to.
And it's strategy-business.com, right?
That's correct.
That's the website, folks, for the book where you can find the magazine, strategyandbusiness.com. Hey, thanks, Art, for being here. Good job
today.
Thank you. Art Kleiner, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.